Okay, thanks again, Neo. The next one is from Morten in Oslo, Norway. When you follow the BAM model and you go in with shorts a little bit early and you see you are losing money, do you use stops?
Yeah, so in investing with the BAM model, and I'm underlining the word investing, I do not use stops. What I do is I ease into the position, depending on my conviction or my, not my conviction, that's not the right word, depending on my how much exposure I want to have in a certain market. So I ease into the position, and if the market moves sharply to the upside or sharply to the downside, as it should, then on the next counter trend move, I ease into the other, say, half of the position. What you don't want to do when you're investing using the BAM model is to leverage yourself up into the what is supposed to be the turning point. Because I've worked with this model for such a long period of time that I have complete trust in it, and it's impossible for me to be spooked out of a position. If anything, as I said, I'll get even larger in the position. But for people following the model for the first time, the worst thing they could do is to put themselves in a position where they were using some of what our model's telling them to leverage up a position, because they're sure to get, spooked out if the market moves against the model. I will say that the moves against us in the dollar and gold are about as extreme as it gets. Those were tough to sit through, not from a time perspective, but from a price perspective, especially if you're in the futures market. Now, when I day trade, yes, I do use stops at times, especially if I think that there's a very big move coming out of a turning point and I want to get really aggressive. Then I leverage up my position as far as my number of contracts, and then I will use stops on a handful of maybe three quarters.